Welcome to the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I'm a writer, author, and mentor for people who have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. If you have ever loved or lost someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, then you're in the right place. On this podcast, I will share stories, lessons, and insight from my Alzheimer's journey to help you cope with and grow from yours. This podcast won't change your circumstances, but it will change you. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I hope you're having a great day. I'm so glad that you are here for today's episode. I'm going to be talking all about grief. So I got the idea for this topic from a group call with the Alzheimer's Daughters Club. So if you don't know, the Alzheimer's Daughters Club is my online mentoring group for women that have a parent with Alzheimer's or dementia, and it was recently opened for new members. So last week during our group call, there were a lot of new members on the call, and we just kind of went around sharing people's stories and just what led them to this group and, you know, why they decided to join and what they hope to get from being a member and things like that. And a few of the members shared that they had actually been debating whether or not to join the group for a while, but they held off because they felt like they were sort of doing fine, like, I'm doing okay, I'm managing this well, you know, wow, I'm actually not that upset about what I'm going through. I'm not having a hard time. I'm doing fine. So I don't want to join this membership because I'm afraid that I'm going to like open up a can of worms. And by being a part of this group and talking about what I'm going through and how I'm feeling, I'm going to like take the lid off the box and start to unpack all of this grief and all these other emotions of what I'm going through. And I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to put it all back in the box and put the lid back on the box and like basically stuff it all down again. And so some of the members shared that they had put off joining because they were afraid of confronting how they really felt and what that might do. And like I said, just kind of like opening up a can of worms. And then some other members of the group who have been with me for a little while now, they shared how they also felt that way before joining, you know, earlier on, just feeling like they weren't ready to confront how they felt or what they were going through. And they had convinced themselves that they were doing fine and they didn't really want to go there. But the members who ended up joining said, you know, since being a member, it has really helped me to confront it and process it and learn how to cope with it. And so what I shared with those members who had, you know, put off joining because of not wanting to open up a can of worms and really like deal with their grief, and they'd convinced themselves that they were doing fine. And I just shared with them, you know, grief does not work like that. Grief is not something that you can just stuff down and it'll go away. Your grief is not going anywhere. So whether you are dealing with it, confronting it, facing it head on, or if you are ignoring it, denying it, dismissing it, it's still there. Like I promise you, no matter whether you're dealing with it or not, it's there. It's underneath the surface. And it will pop up at some point and probably sneak up on you when you least expect it if you're not dealing with it. And I just sort of shared with them, you know, that is not the way that grief works. It's not something you can just deny, ignore, and dismiss until it goes away. It's always going to be there. And you have to acknowledge it in order to start dealing with it. So I thought, you know, that was relevant to so many of the members on the call that I thought it would probably be a good topic to do a podcast episode on, because I'm sure that so many of you can feel the same way. And maybe you are currently going through this where you are denying, ignoring, or dismissing your grief and hoping that it will just go away. And I promise you, it's not going anywhere. So denying your grief can look like telling yourself that you're fine, like just these members on the group just saying like, no, I'm doing fine. I'm actually okay. Like, it's not really bothering me. It's not really that big of a deal. I'm managing. I'm doing fine. Or just pretending like you're doing fine to everyone else around you, everyone in your life, everyone in your family, just pretending like what you are going through is not that big of a deal and you're doing fine and you don't need to talk about it. Ignoring your grief can look like running away from it or just making yourself like so busy, like, oh, I'm just so busy. I'm just running from here to there to this thing, to that thing. I don't have a minute free, that you are so busy that you are able to avoid dealing with your grief. And you don't even have a minute to sit with your own thoughts because doing that is scary to you. Because if you had a minute to sit with your own thoughts, you might think about it and realize like, oh shit, I'm really not doing fine. I'm not doing okay. So you just ignore it. You run away from it. You keep yourself so busy that you don't even have a minute to actually like deal with it and confront it and how you're actually feeling. And dismissing your grief can look like feeling like you shouldn't be sad about what you're going through because other people have it worse. If you're telling yourself, well, I should just be grateful for what I have, or so-and-so is going through this right now, and it's so much harder for that person and what they're going through, and what I'm going through is actually not that bad. Like, my life is okay. I have this, at least that, at least, you know, it's not worse. It could be so much worse. And just dismissing what you're going through, that it's not as hard as it feels, and dismissing how you feel and telling yourself you shouldn't feel that way, that you should just be grateful. And I do talk a lot about gratitude, and there is a balance of finding things to be grateful for and focusing on what you do have and what you can be grateful for in order to help balance the feelings of grief. But you don't want that to become like blinding, that it's not allowing you to see your pain, to see your loss, to feel your grief, because both are true at the same time. Both are happening at the same time. And you can feel your grief and acknowledge that while also being grateful that it's not worse, that being grateful for what you still have. You can do both at the same time, but one shouldn't cancel out the other. You should still allow yourself to feel sad for what you're going through and to feel that loss and to acknowledge your grief. And the other thing I want to address is numbing your grief. So a lot of people numb their grief by just either working too hard or drinking too much or eating junk food or just binge watching, you know, TV so that they zone out, and just sort of going through life where you're just not allowing yourself to feel what you're going through. And what I want to say about that is you can't just numb one emotion. You can't just select one emotion like grief. Okay, I'm just going to numb my grief. No, when you are numbing your grief, your sadness, your pain, whatever negative emotions you're feeling, then you're also numbing any good emotions that you're feeling. You're numbing happiness, you're numbing joy, you're numbing your peace or contentment or gratitude. If you're numbing one emotion, you are numbing them all. And if you want to feel the positive emotions, you have to allow yourself to feel the negative ones as well. And so all of these things, denying, ignoring, dismissing, numbing, trying to do any one of those things to make your grief go away, to not deal with it, to hope that it just disappears, it's not going to. Your grief is not going anywhere. It will always be with you. It will always be underneath the surface waiting for you. And it will sneak up on you when you least expect it, when you're going through life and you're so busy and you're hustling around and trying to ignore it, trying to run away from it, trying to shove it down. One day it's just going to pop up and you're going to be like, oh shit, now I need to deal with this. And it's going to be so much bigger and it's going to feel insurmountable if you don't deal with it. If it just pops up on you when you're not expecting it and it just hits you out of nowhere, it's going to feel unmanageable. It's going to feel like, I don't even know where to begin in dealing with this. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know how to process this. I don't know how to cope with this. And you're going to feel hopeless and defeated and like there's no way that you can get through that grief. There's no way that you can tackle it and process it and learn how to cope with it. And so in order to begin coping with your grief right now, wherever you are in this journey, whatever stage you're in, whatever your level of grief that you feel, you want to start dealing with it right now. You don't want to put it off until it feels like it's a big deal, until it feels, you know, like it's hard enough or affecting you, or you want to start dealing with it right now and just finding a way to cope with it in how you're feeling now and how you're going to be feeling as your journey progresses and as your loved one declines and as things get harder or whatever you're going through right now. So the first step to doing that is just to acknowledge it. Just acknowledge your loss, acknowledge your pain, acknowledge that what you are going through sucks. And it's really hard. And your loved one is changing. Your relationship with them is changing. Your life has become maybe unrecognizable or different than you thought it would be. And it sucks. There's a lot of loss. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of grief associated with that. And the first step is just to acknowledge that. Admit it to yourself. Admit it to other people in your life when they ask you, you know, how you're doing or how you're dealing with everything. Just acknowledge, like, I'm struggling. This is hard. I'm losing a lot. I'm sad about what I'm losing. And this sucks. And then you can begin to at least have a starting place to work through what you're feeling. And working through your grief can just be talking about it with a friend or a family member, someone who's willing to listen, someone who has the capacity to listen and support you, to be there for you, just talking to them out loud how you feel. It can also just be journaling or, you know, writing about it, writing in a journal, writing online, however you want to process that. Like some people start blogs like I did, or some people just have a journal and you just keep it to yourself, but just writing down the thoughts and the feelings that you're going through. You can also meditate. There's a lot of like grief meditations and things to just help you reflect on how you're feeling and what you're going through and to help you work through that, to help you meditate on how you're feeling. And you can even just allow yourself time every day or even once a week, whatever that looks like for you, just giving yourself a set period of time to sit and reflect on what you're going through and how you're feeling, like checking in with yourself. And if you're not doing okay, be honest about that. Reach out for support. Reach out to a therapist or a support group or just someone in your life or someone you know online that has been through what you're going through or is going through the same thing, or just someone who cares, who can be there to support you and to just sit with you in your grief and allow you to, you know, process that and talk your way through that. So those are just some ways to begin processing your grief, to begin finding a way to cope with it. It starts with acknowledging it. And if you continue to stuff it down and deny it, ignore it, dismiss it, or try to numb it, you're not dealing with it. I can promise you, you're not dealing with it. And it is going to be there one day. It's going to pop up out of nowhere and knock you on your ass. And you're going to feel overwhelmed by it. And you're not even going to know where to begin. So begin here, begin now, acknowledge your pain, acknowledge your grief, and start to find a healthy way, whatever works for you, to work through that. So I hope this was a helpful reminder for you, or maybe even a wake-up call to you that you're not dealing with your feelings and what you're going through. And I hope it was helpful just to hear how some other people have dealt with that as well. And know that you're not alone. You're never alone. And these are just some helpful ways to recognize if you're doing this in your own life, on your own journey, and how you can begin to work through that. So I hope this was helpful for you. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate you listening to this podcast. And if it is helpful for you and you do enjoy listening, please leave a rating and review. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, I would love a rating and review. Even if it's just a rating, even if you just tap those 5 stars, that really helps me so much. It helps to get the podcast out there. It helps for more people to find the podcast so they can start listening. And if it is helpful to you, then it would really help me out to share and to help other people find the podcast so they can start listening as well. So thank you so much again for being here, for listening in, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week. Thank you.